movie night.
Right, there we go.
Is it movie night or movie talk?
Film night.
Film night.
Right, my name's Rich Parker and this is Film Night, my podcast about films. I'm with my cousin Jay right now and we're going to talk about Death Wish.
Now, I've never seen the first ones.
The originals with Charles Bronson. So we watched the remake with Bruce Willis a couple of nights ago.
Pretty decent.
It was pretty decent, actually.
I'm going to stay here tonight. I'm going to buy some more fucking beer.
That's a good shout, man. So, yeah, we watched it, and the remake was pretty cool. Bruce Willis playing the lead role. I need to say that this podcast is going to be spoiler free. We're not going to talk about shit in case you haven't seen the movie.
Apart from me, I may ruin it.
Yeah, but I'm going to cut that out, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, however you cut.
So yeah, what do you think? It's pretty cool. Bruce Willis back. I haven't seen him in a while.
No, I ain't seen him for a while. He's meant to be doing another Red, isn't he?
Oh, that'd be cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, what is it? I don't know what, that old age pensioner thing.
Yeah, Red, where they play the assassins, but they're older.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing a Red 3.
Just a heads up, I'm not no movie buff, but I will learn.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. That's why I like inviting people onto the podcast to talk about stuff, because I kind of know about movies and a lot of other people don't.
Yeah.
So, But I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. I'd never seen the originals either. And a lot of, like, my old man was saying, oh, you should watch the original. You should watch the original. But I hadn't ever seen them. So I've watched this with, like, fresh eyes, I guess. But it was pretty good. Classic Bruce Willis type stuff, I reckon.
Yeah.
He was just acting Bruce Willis-y.
To be fair, I did like the bit where he broke his neck on the way down. I won't say where.
That's a good point, though.
He breaks his neck in a very good way, and how he got to breaking his neck, worth watching.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, actually. I didn't even think about bringing that up, because it's quite a violent film, really.
Yeah, and it's very good on how it kills.
Yeah. Graphic.
Is it a Red Band?
Red Band will be the trailer, so that when they release a trailer, it's Red Band trailers.
Is it a Red Band trailer?
So, a Red Band trailer is where they can show violence and swearing in the trailer. But the normal trailer, they would blur it out or change it in editing or something.
Hmm.
But this is only a short one. This is just to get us sort of off the mark, because this is the first one. And it's me, as I said, my cousin Jay.
Which, I come every once in a while, so I'll be on it. And I won't be on it.
Yeah. But I'll be the sort of the regular, so to speak, because this is my podcast.
Or the main host.
As a practice podcast, we're not going to go on for ages. I mean, I don't know what we'll do. Is it out of five? I don't want to go into the film because that's when the spoilers start to happen. Because once you speak about it, that's when it starts to.
Also, let us know in the comments what you could do or what do you reckon we should do make it a better podcast.
Yeah, what we should do to change it.
Not to change it, because you've got your idea, you've got your way of going. Mm. But what could you do to go with the flow?
Yeah.
That's what you got to
say. Elizabeth Shue turns up in it, and I haven't seen Elizabeth Shue in anything in ages.
Don't know who that is.
She was in a lot of... She got loads of hype with a film called Leaving Las Vegas.
Never seen that either.
Nah, that's what I mean. That's why I'm like, it's quite nice to talk to people. The Adventures of Babysitting. Yeah, that was my old man, by the way. He's just piped in.
Is that the
It's like
daughter?
She plays the mum.
The mum.
And
Was that in the first 20 minutes?
Yeah, because you came in 20 minutes too late, didn't you?
Yeah, I came in 20 minutes late.
And also, I'll try and remember his name. But the guy that plays Kingpin in Daredevil TV series, Netflix TV series, he's in it as well. He plays I think he plays a brother.
Brother.
I think he might be the brother of Bruce Willis. I can't remember his name. He's got...
Yeah. And you thought he was the villain.
I thought he was, yeah, because he always plays a villain, but he wasn't.
Yeah. If you can get us the name before he does...
Spoiler alert, by the way. Yeah, I should probably... I'm going to have to do another one and edit beforehand to say, like, this will contain spoilers and swearing, because I'm not going to do a podcast where I can't, like, speak how I want to speak.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you should edit. Why edit?
What's the name, man? But yeah, Death Wish. It's brand new, so, yeah, it was a good film. I liked it. I'm going to rate it, because this is only a short one, like I said before. Just to get used to speaking to the phone and not being like nervous about saying stuff out loud.
Yeah.
But right, out of five stars, what would you give it?
Well, I'm a non-movie buff and I'm more of a comedy person. I'll give that a 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5, I'm going to agree with you on that. Ads, what do you reckon?
What?
Out of 5, Death Wish.
Death Wish.
Yeah.
I'll
say a 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5 was good.
4 out of 5.
I enjoyed it for an action movie, to be fair. So.
3.5.
And Az gives it a 3.5.
Well, not as good as the first, but the original.
The original. And why? Why wasn't it better than the original? Az.
And what?
Why was it not better than the original?
The original was just. I thought it was a better film. It was more sort of like fucking
nasty. By the way, Az will be called Mr. Death because he is deaf. So
yeah, Death as in D-E-A-F, not Death as in he's gonna come for you and get your soul.
But Death Wish.
Yeah,
Mr. Oh Death. Man, we could come up with a spoof called Death Wish.
Is that
him?
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on that. I reckon 4. All right. 4 out of 5 stars. Anyway, this is called Film Night. My name's Richard Parker. My cousin Jay was my guest tonight, and then my dad piped up. He sort of jumped in.
He's like the Joey, Mr. Death.
Do you want to shout out your review on Death Wish?
What, the one that we watched recently?
Yeah. Out of 5 stars, we'll do it like a normal sort of...
I'll give it 4, I liked it.
4 out of 5, yeah.
I liked it.
Can I say who you are?
I'm Ben Michael Rattell.
Yeah, cool. So that's my mate Ben Rattell.
Giving the full names.
Yeah, so 4 out of 5 all around, really.
I'm like Stevie Wonder, superstitious.
Yeah, so this is the first go.
You gave it 4 out of 5?
Yeah, 4 out of 5. He gave it a 3.5.
3.5? Mm. Why are you some kind of critic?
No. Oh, by the way, Bruce Willis's roast. There's an advert up for the new Bruce Willis roast, which I'm looking forward to. That looks quite cool. Yeah.
Telly on.
Yeah, is it on?
Bruce Willis roast.
Yeah.
Is it on TV?
Comedy Central. It's on Sky.
What
time?
I'm going to have to stop this now because people want to put the telly on and I don't want to get done for copyright, so...
Ciao!
Alright, see you later. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.